Hello, and welcome to our podcast, First Peter Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of First Peter, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in First Peter. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Welcome back to our video series of verse by verse study in the book of First Peter. What a great book. It tells us so much about Christ and salvation and the Christian walk, how to apply that salvation. Peter's structure throughout this book goes back and forth between salvation verses and Christology verses versus Christian life verses. Right now we're in theology. We're in an amazing three verse passage talking about the prophets in the Old Testament and how they testified or prophesied about Christ to such a great extent that really the whole gospel message was known, and Christ's mission as the suffering Messiah and the kingly Messiah was known simply from the Old Testament. And the rest of it, of course, was that information was completed in the New Testament. But what the passage is saying from actually the first, we're in verse 12 today, verses 10 and 11, that, the prophets sought to know the time of Christ's coming, earnestly, because that's what was not clear in the Old Testament. And we learn from verse 12 today that they were not only ministering to themselves and the people of Israel at the time before Christ, but also to them, to people to whom First Peter was intended, Christians, because they told them of Messiah's mission and how to recognize Messiah and who he was. So at the coming of Messiah and the sacrifice for sins and the resurrection and the coming of the Spirit mentioned in the verse, they then were the completion. The people in Asia Minor who received this letter saw the completion of Messiah's saving work and all the advantages to that, including, they don't mention the regeneration, but certainly the Holy Spirit who regenerated us and indwells in us, and the forgiveness of sins that they did not know. So they ministered to the Christians and telling them, that this would occur. So again, he's telling the recipients of this letter, Peter is telling them how the advantages they have, that they know Messiah, they know the forgiveness of sins, they have the Holy Spirit, they have so many advantages that even the prophets didn't have. And they should take joy in this because they were the recipients of the letter in Asia Minor were discouraged. And they didn't know a lot. So he's teaching them, plus encouraging them. So yes, indeed, we as modern Christians, even though people in the Old Testament often saw miracles and the appearance of Christ,